The pride of Hoover joins us now to start things off. He is John Parker Wilson. JP, how you doing, my man?
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
I'm good. Can we count on you for season tickets for Bama baseball here in your backyard?
You know what? I think so. I think that's awesome, getting to come down. I know my parents wish it was a couple years earlier, back when Ross was playing and they were driving down. But I think it's great. You know, they're redoing the stadium. Should be great for the baseball team. And then getting to play in a great venue like the Met in the meantime is going to be nothing but good for the baseball team.
We'll talk about that a little bit later, but let's talk about the Crimson Tide on Saturday. As a former quarterback, as a guy who had to deal with a coordinator for the first time, as you did in year one under Nick Saban, how impressed have you been with what Blake Sims has been able to do with Lane Kiffin engineering the offense?
You know, it's been really special to see the interaction with Sims being the star for the first time and Coach Kiffin coming in and just, you know, really being the steady part of the offense. You know, the interesting thing to me is when going back and watching, I've gotten to go to a couple of the games or three of the games, but watching the TV broadcast, you know, they really put it on Saban and Kiffin a bunch. And even Kiffin with the interaction with Blake, I think he's just being really calm, really level-headed and steady. And I think it's showing up on the field the way Blake's playing. It just seems like there's a sense of calmness out there, even with all the crazy stuff going on and new plays and everything. It just looks like everything's calm and everything's just going smoother and smoother the further we get into the season.
So I heard some people and saw it on Twitter this week, people kind of joking that, hey, first play against the Gators, maybe we ought to do what let's go Brody to pro throw.
Yeah.
On the deep ball to start the game, and dang if it didn't happen.
Heck
of a throw, maybe just a hair. That gust of breeze now may have helped just enough to slow that sucker down for Kenyon to get to it, but heck of a way to get things going. And even though it wasn't a perfect half after that, John Parker, I've got to think from a confidence level, it really set the tempo for the offense.
Yeah, there's no question. To come up there like that and hit that big play, especially after – you know, I know the players don't hear it, but they can kind of feel it. Everybody talking about, oh, well, we don't throw the deep ball. All we're doing is throwing these screens and quick slants and all this stuff. And you come out and have a strike like that, I mean, just totally setting the tone for the day. Gives the quarterback confidence, gives all the other guys confidence. Hey, you know, we can go out here, we're going to hit some big plays, and we don't have to keep having these 12- and 13-play drives that are just, you know, wear it out of you. Come out here, let's score 7 points quick and get off the field. You know, great play call. I know nobody was expecting it. I know I wasn't. But just set the tone, and then just to be able to continue it and sustain it throughout the day was fun to watch.
John Parker Wilson, our guest, of course, the former Alabama and NFL quarterback, joining us. All of our guests appear courtesy of the Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. As a former quarterback, as you're watching Blake, what are you seeing that's allowing him to have the level of success that he's having right now, besides one of the best wide receivers in college football today?
Well, I think that's one of the main things, is the way number nine Cooper's playing is something like I haven't seen in a long time. You know, you could kind of compare him to Julio, the production that he's having right now, but he is a workhorse. He catches the ball. He gets upfield. You know, 200 yards receiving is not easy to do against an SEC team, but he's going out there and making it look easy. And I think, you know, Blake's doing a good job of, you don't see him get too down on himself or too puffed up. He's just keeping it steady, keeping it level-headed, and doing his job. He's taking care of the ball. You know, we had the turnovers with the fumbles that, you know, typically, you know, if you turn the ball over four times, it's tough to win. You know, we were able to get some turnovers on defense, but, you know, I think that's the biggest thing we're going to have to work on is that ball security, because when the game gets close, you can't turn it over, and that's just, if you take care of the ball, you know, this is a completely different ball game. It would have been a lot worse than 42-21. So I think if we can iron out the fumbles, take care of the ball, you know, I think the offense is definitely trending upward from the first game to now. They just keep getting better and better and better.
As I look at this offense right now, I know the backfield is loaded. I know they've got a lot of really good receivers. I don't see a team, though, John Parker, that has the potential to be as physically dominant against better teams the way the team did in 08 that you played on. Certainly in 09, even the 10 11 and 12 teams when they were at their best.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. You mentioned the screens and some of the things that Alabama has been doing, not necessarily going downfield as much until Saturday. It's been interesting to hear people talk about that as though it's a negative. What they're doing has been working. So sure. Is it a case of look, being wise and taking what's given to you, or do the deficiencies that may or may not exist look as a major concern to you?
No, I don't think it's a concern. I think it's impressive what Coach Tipton's doing, and he's putting the guys in a situation to be successful. And I think, you know, you always hear about Saban talk about the identity. You know, what is our identity? Well, we're kind of forming our identity the first four games of the season. And, you know, we're not going to run power down the hill 20 times a game. We might have to do some things different. But, you know, it's not like the guys stay the same. So each year you got new guys stepping up and you've got a new identity. So this is, we're formulating that. And, you know, if we're going to have to get the ball to the outside and do these screens and set up some of these longer passes that way, you know, you gotta call the play for the talent you have on the field. And right now I think Coach Gibbs is doing, you know, a fabulous job of getting the ball to the guys who need it in their hands and doing it in a way that the team can sustainably be successful. And you see that with the way Sims is playing, getting the ball to Cooper, you know, setting up stuff for Derrick Henry. It's just the different ways he's getting those guys the ball. I think, you know, you can't say enough about the job that Tiffin's doing.
Talking to John Parker Wilson, he appears courtesy of our Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. You mentioned Derrick Henry. You know, it's amazing to me that we're looking at a guy who had 20 carries, 111 yards, a touchdown. He had, in my opinion, one of the biggest plays of the game when he caught that screen pass and took it for another 23 yards on the drive after Florida ties it up to start the second half. He had a phenomenal game. And yet, he's almost an afterthought because of what Sims and Cooper did over the course of the day.
Yeah, and it's tough. You know, when you win, everybody loves the quarterback and forgets about the running back. But that's just the way it is. But, looking at him, it looks like, you know, Derek's just out there. He, you know, just feeding the ball, and he's going to be happy. Get him running downhill, get that big body going forward, and he's going to do just fine. I love the way he runs the ball with him and Yeldon running together. I think it's a good duo. I think that you can just do so much for those guys, throwing in the screen passes, you know, the outside run game's working really well. I just, you know, we have so much firepower right now on offense. It's just fun to watch. It really is.
I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at the numbers. John Parker and T.J. Yeldon is 4 yards away from giving Alabama 100-plus yard all-purpose guys in the game with Amari, of course, at 201. It's fun to watch. It's also a little bit mind-boggling to see.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, I think it's kind of the caliber of guys we're bringing in right now. We got guys that can catch, that can run, that can do different things, and as good a job as Coach Gibson's doing, one of the hardest things he's got to do right now is figure out how to get all these guys the ball. You know, you can only have so many plays in the game, and you're throwing it to Amari, you're giving it to Drake, you're giving it to all these different guys. I think that's his biggest struggle is, hey, how do I get O.J. Howard the ball? You know, he needs some catches too. He's finally got a couple catches, but we've got so much firepower, keeping everybody healthy, keeping everybody productive.
You talk about the caliber of guys that we've got, and I know you're talking about physically, but the caliber of guys that we appear to have in terms of character and care for one another. To me, one of the highlights of the day was when Blake Sims comes back out of the locker room after the injury, John Parker. We all heard the crowd reaction.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on the sidelines, and Blake comes, you know, to the sideline. Teammates are, you know, high-fiving him, patting him on the back. Great to see him back out there. He makes a beeline to Jake Coker to hug him, pat him on the back, congratulate him on finishing that drive that he was injured on. And to me, that's a great indicator of who Blake is and why everybody has been able to rally around him. And what could be a divisive situation has been the total opposite. Can we overvalue the importance of all of that in a locker room?
No, absolutely not. And I think that's the most important thing about a team is the chemistry, is the culture of the team. And, you know, Saban cultivates that from the first time the guys step on campus. And it's all about the process and keep doing the right thing. But, you know, it's the players who keep that going on and carry it on. He kind of established it in the years before, and now these guys are just continuing to do it. I mean, you can't talk about the culture enough because I compare it to when I was down in Jacksonville with the Jaguars. It was completely different. And although we had guys that were great athletes, the culture of the team wasn't that to go out and win and to do things the right way. Well, Alabama right now, what the guys are doing, and, I mean, you talk about ripping a locker room apart, is having two different quarterbacks, and, you know, guys are going to form their opinions. But if that's not the case at all, you got guys pulling for each other, helping each other out on the sidelines. You see them, and hey, you know, they're coaching up. I saw this in the sideline. I know you can't. The starting quarterback can't see everything. Well, he's going, and Coker's helping him on the side. I think just throughout the whole team, everybody is rowing in the same direction. You always talk about guys, you know, pulling together. I don't think you can say enough about it.
Along those same lines of the conversation, but a different team, different circumstances, different situation. Down in Tallahassee, they survived the win on Saturday against Clemson, but how dangerous is that situation from blowing up for Florida State?
I mean, the footage that I saw of the coming out and the miscommunication and all that, and how, you know, the leader of your team is acting in public is not good. And to have the face of your franchise like that going out and kind of just a loose cannon from the way he's acting in the cafeteria to coming out, you know, you I was always told you're the CEO of the company and you got to start acting like it. And I hate to hear these people say, oh, well, he's just a 19-year-old kid. Well, he's not. He's a national champion and a Heisman Trophy winner, and he's hurting his team now. You're supposed to be there for your team, and as selfishly as he's acting right now, he's hurting his team in the long run. I think it could cost his team if he doesn't turn around and take some, you know, accountability for his actions.
Last thing, how big is an off week right now for Alabama? Because I know it's easy as a fan to sit there and look at the schedule and go, well, you know, they've only played four games, but You've had a full month with virtually no break in preseason camp before these four straight games. So you're looking at almost two solid months, are you? I would imagine this comes at a fantastic time for this football team.
Yeah, and I think the training camp thing is kind of forgot about once the season started, but these guys have been busting it nonstop. There's, you know, no off days during the season when you're getting ready for a team. So now you can kind of have a couple days of practice or however the schedule's set, but get to kick your feet up a little bit and rest your body. You can go out there and run, and even if it's just a walkthrough on the field, you're still on your feet and you're still exerting energy, if not as much physical energy. It just gives your brain a rest, gives your body a rest, and kind of lets you refuel and get ready for the next kind of session or the next stretch of games. You got to take advantage of it, and I think they will. You know, the coaches do a good job, Cochran will do a good job of taking care of them, but I think as much as letting your body rest, it's letting your brain rest for a couple days and just getting away, you know, going to have fun and doing something different. And then that way you come back hungry and refueled for the next stretch of game.